just can't figure out this problem. We could really use a creative genius right about now.
Well, you're in luck. I just happen to know one that you can talk to right now. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for stopping by. Think about a time that you've been working on a school project and you couldn't figure out just how to get it done. Who did you call for help? Well, remember, you can always bring your problems to God. No matter what they are or how big or small they seem to you, He's the most creative problem solver that is or ever will be. And He always wants to listen to you and help. Here's what it says in Psalm 145, verses 18 and 19. The Lord is near to everyone who sincerely calls to Him for help. He listens to His followers and does what they want. He answers their prayers and saves them. Let's listen to our story for today. It's called Bigger Than Big, Part 2. We're never going to figure this out, Natalie wailed as she and her sister walked into the house after school. Samantha slumped into a kitchen chair. We're doomed. What seems to be the problem, girls? Asked Dad. Natalie shook her head. No offense, Dad, but this problem is big. Really big, Samantha said.
I'm big. Dad flexed his muscles and grinned. How can I help?
It was just like Dad to try to cheer them up with a joke. This one is out of your league, Dad, Natalie said. This is bigger than big. I think we need a creative genius to solve this.
Really?
Dad nodded like he understood. I just happen to know one. Natalie looked at him. Are you serious? Do you remember our conversation yesterday, Dad said, about how many stars are in our galaxy alone? Samantha nodded. 250 billion, and there's another 100 billion galaxies out there. That's right, Dad said. What does that tell you about God?
It tells us that God is big and powerful, Natalie said. But we need creative genius, not power.
What's more creative and ingenious than creating the universe? Besides, God did more than make the stars.
Dad grabbed his Bible and flipped the pages. Here, he pointed to a verse. Read this. Psalm 147:4, Natalie read. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name.
Billions and billions and billions of stars, Dad said. He named them all.
Natalie's eyes widened. And He gave each one a different name? Now that's creative.
He knows each of us by our name too, Dad said.
We serve a limitless creator, bigger than big God, who loves us and wants us to bring all our problems to Him. Why not ask the ultimate creative genius for help?
That's a great idea, Natalie said. Come on, Samantha, let's talk to our bigger than big God about this problem. He'll know what to do.
So what about you then? Do you go to God with your problems? Or do you try to deal with them all yourself? God is creative and wise beyond measure, and He wants to help you with all your problems, big or small. You're more important to Him than the billions and billions of stars in the universe that He created and named. So remember to bring your problems to Him. Our key verse is found in Psalm 19, verse 1.
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands.
And our key thought for today, bring your problems to God. Supercharge your relationship with God by joining the Keys for Kids Radio Superhero Club with a donation of $5 or more a month. And to thank you for your support of Keys for Kids, we'll send you an email every month with a variety of downloads. These will build your powers to help you face a variety of challenges. You'll get episodes of Down Gilly Lane and Red Rock Mysteries, bonus activities from Keys for Kids devotionals, coloring pages from The Pond, and other awesome downloads. To power up with God each month, go to keysforkids.net/superhero. I'm Zach. Thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids.